The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in to the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the hour nor the day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Stay awake. It has been said that an artist is somebody who can dream while still wide awake. Now, in the Gospels, we get a wonderful insight into Jesus. He was truly an artist. A great storyteller, always conveying a particular message. And the same way with true artists, they can see something that other people don't see. As for example, Van Gogh, we're told, was hypersensitive to light and form. And so he could see things there and paint, you know, something beautiful. Same way with an artist or with a sculptor. In a piece maybe of scrap metal or something that somebody has discarded, they can dream and make it into something beautiful. Now, how does that apply to Saint Monica this morning? Well, Monica represents many, many women today, many mothers who have family, have fallen away from the faith, sons or daughters or grandchildren. And they worry about them. Now, if you go back for a moment to Saint Monica, I'm not sure how she prayed, but I'm sure she didn't try to manipulate God. Because very often when we pray for something, for the conversion of somebody or that they would see the light, we're very often trying to manipulate God, tell him what to do. But you see, like an artist, we don't see the overall plan. We don't see what they could become. There are many, many, many different paths to God. And your path or my path is not necessarily the true one. There are many other paths. And in the life of Saint Augustine, God saw in Augustine something wonderful. And the early part of life was an important part of his life. But for that, for you know, going astray and all the things he did when he was far away from God. That was all part of his life, forming the overall plan. And just like a true artist can see the finished product, that's what you and I have got to remember. God sees the finished product. And so what I'm saying to you this morning is, don't unduly worry. In the end, all will be well. And God, everything will work out in the end. That is very, very true. You've often heard of the phrase, let go and let God. And when we pray, make sure you're not trying to get God to do what you want. You must never do that when you pray. But for God to do the best for that person maybe that you're praying for. What God sees is best for him. Not necessarily what I see is best for that person, for her or for him. And I'm sure that's how Saint Monica prayed. Leave it in God's hands. Leave your sons and the daughters and grandchildren in God's hands, and all will work out in the end.